I call minutes a working document, meaning that they will also record the action, and that's what actually is the work plan, so to speak. So minutes become the work plan beyond the meeting. That's why you record the minutes. So a minute taker needs to have, it's the next bombshell in fact, needs to have an action-oriented mindset. Minutes are action-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we need to think of minutes as a document for use in the future, not a document to refer to in the past.
Okay.
What I'm about to say is yet another generalization, but it's one that has very, very few exceptions. Whenever people use minutes to refer to in the past, it is nearly always for a negative purpose. Meaning, it's always to point out that you said you would do something and you haven't, or we previously agreed to do this and now we're doing that. Whenever minutes are referred to in the past, it's nearly always for a negative purpose. And that goes all the way through to Parliament. If you listen to Parliament and members of Parliament refer to Hansard historically, it's nearly always to make a negative point. It's never to make a positive point.
Very true, yep.
So modern minutes are action-oriented. They record the issues, the decisions, and the action.